And now, the rest of the story. This is going to be a case study, the anatomy of an illness. The patient's name was Anna. Age 75, she complained to her doctor of chronic fatigue, and he ran some tests. She had feared cancer. It was not cancer. The diagnosis, aplastic anemia. Now, the cause is usually unknown, and this was so in Anna's case. In any event, she was given appropriate treatment. But then her doctor began wondering, what if his diagnosis were wrong? What if instead of aplastic anemia, Anna had some slowly developing form of leukemia, or even another kind of blood disease? Her white count, once 2,000, was now up to 3,400. So far, so good. But some of the cells did not appear as they should. A definitive test could be performed from a bone marrow sample, but why, thought the doctor, because anything he would find in the marrow would be fatal anyway. So there would be no exotic tests for the time being. That determination was made in July. Now it's the end of October. The patient is still demonstrating the symptoms of an infection, although without any localizing symptoms. For more than a week, Anna had had night chills and sweats. Those, however, had all but disappeared. A recent blood test showing her white count at 5,800 was also encouraging, but Anna's doctor was still concerned. This was more than aplastic anemia. He was sure of it. And if that mystery ailment were identifiable and treatable, then it ought to be identified and treated as soon as possible. Over the following year, a number of specialists were consulted. There was a blood specialist who was certain that Anna's illness was atypical a leukemia. There was a cancer specialist who diagnosed atypical cancer. Anna's original doctor, whose name incidentally was David Gurewitch, had settled on a brand new hunch. He began to suspect tuberculosis. But that disease was far from his field of expertise. So Dr. Gurewitch called in a tuberculosis specialist, who then declared, remember this is a tuberculosis specialist, who then declared that whatever Anna had, it was not tuberculosis. But the patient is getting sicker. By the time it was discovered that Dr. Dave, the non-specialist, had been correct, that Anna did in fact and indeed have TB, by then it was too late. Anna died of tuberculosis, November 1962. But this is the rest of the story. In the final months of Anna's illness, while the doctors were duking it out, while the doctors were jealously fighting over whose disease was right and who was in charge, one of them, maybe more of them, had been treating Anna according to the original diagnosis, which was aplastic anemia. Oh, no. Oh, no. Anna did not have aplastic anemia. And yet among the medications her doctors prescribed for it was the drug prednisone. And prednisone activates. Prednisone encourages. Prednisone spreads. Prednisone makes worse tuberculosis. Which is, of course, what she had. It was an honest, it was an understandable mistake. And yet it cost Anna her life, and it cost the world Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. And now you know the rest of the story.